Daf is Daf Samach Aleph. So we got to the last 8 lines or so of Samach Amin Beis. The Gemara had been discussing this whole inyan of Kachim Kalim and not being eaten in when the Mizbeach is Pagum. Right? Yesterday's Daf, we said in the beginning of Samach Amin Aleph, the halacha was that Mizbeach Shenifkam Ein Ochen, we don't eat the Kachim Kalim. So that was a whole drush we had based on the Bechor and the Maaser Sheni. So now the Gemara comes along and says, Kisalek Rabin, when Rabin went to Eretz Yisrael, Amra L'shmaitza Kamed Rabbi Yirmiya, he told this whole sugya of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and quoting the drashas of Bechor and Meiser, he presented this whole sugya to Rabbi Yirmiya. And Rabbi Yirmiya said, Amar Bavlai Tibshai, the Bavlaim, the Babylonians are stupid, they're emtul diyasi ba'arad de chashucha, since they sit in a very low, dark place above El, Amri Shmaitza de Mechashcha, they say a very dark, dark halacha. That was the understanding, and we have many places in Shas where the B'nai Eretz Yisrael looked down upon those of Bavel. So this is one of the examples. So he says, well, what's pshat here? Why didn't he like what Rabbi Yossi Aglili was saying? So he says, Lo Shmila Lahu, did you not hear the following brisa, which clearly goes against this? Meaning Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that Kachrim Kalam cannot be eaten if the Mizbeach is Nifkam. But we're going to see something different now. Havdatanya. The brisa tells us that Bishas Siluk Masalos, when they would travel in the Midbar, and they then remove the walls of the Mishkan, they take the entire Mishkan apart, the lach is the kachim nifsalim. You can't eat the kachim anymore because there's no mizbeach, there's no mishkan to work with. But even though it was possible to eat the kachim, there still was a din that the zavim mitzaron were sent away from the machane, which sounds like there was a certain level of kedusha in the machane as they were traveling, that the mitzaron had to be sent away, but not enough kedusha for you to be able to eat the kachim. And the Tanya Idach, but another brisa says Bishnei Makomos Kachim Necham. But there are two brises that say that there are the brises that say that two places that the Kachim are eaten. So it's a little confusing what's going on here. So take a look at Rashi. Rashi says if you take it the first wide line down, Bishas Sila Kamasos Kishim Aridin Es Hamishkan, when they take apart the Mishkan, Umisalkin Es Mizbechos, they'd remove the Mizbechos there, Beis Hamasos Bamidbar as they would travel. Kachim Nifsalim Basar Kachim Kachim Kachim, any of the basar left over to be eaten from the Kachim. Such as a chatas, the havamina right now is mipnei silka mizbeachu, because they removed the mizbeach. The mizbeach was no longer there. It's like nifkam hamizbeach. And mitakatani zavim mutzaram mishalchim, from the fact that it says that the zav and the mitzar was sent away, shena mitzar nichnas ladigle shvatim. We know a mitzar can't enter into the encampments. Below zav lemachne levia, no se'arim. They can't enter into the area of the levim. Kedamrin lekaman. So we learn from there that since the mitzar and mizav were sent away, afal pishanasa ol moed hu. It still had a din of ol moed as it traveled. So why weren't you able to eat the kachim? Rashi explains, Alma nifsalim the kamar, that which we say you can't eat the kachim, even though it had a din of an ol moed as they traveled, la mishum de mifsali biyotehu, not because it was outside the mishkan. Nothing to do with yote at all. Ignore yote. Deha ol moed de chashav, that was called ol moed. So why couldn't you eat it? And before we get to the answer, Tani Idach Rashi explains, Bishnei Mekomos Nechalim, Chad Bimkomom Bimachanos Amuros Behen Kishe Mishkan Bimkomo. They were able to eat the Kachim one time when the Mishkan was set, when they were camping down, and the Mishkan was all built together, you could eat it there in the Mishkan. Mechad Bechomakum Sheisham Derech Alichasan Mishanasu. And another Brisa says, the other place you could eat it is as they were traveling, then you were able to eat the Kachim. So we see from these two brises, one brise says as they were traveling, the kachim were possible from eating. And the second brise says that they were allowed to eat the kachim even while traveling. So which one is it? And so says Rabbi Yirmiya, must be my law, back to the Gemara now, ha b'kachim kachim, ha b'kachim kalim. When it comes to kachim kachim, such as a chatas, so then you would not be able to eat as they would travel. That's the first brise, that b'shash shiluk masalas kachim nifsalim. But the second brisa that says you were able to eat it in two places, even when they were traveling, you were allowed to eat it, that's referring to kachim kalim. So we see, say Rabbi Yirmiya, that kachim kalim are allowed to be eaten, even though there's no mizbeach, even though mizbeach is nifkam, if you will, it's no longer functional. So that goes against Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and that's what Rabbi Yirmiya's problem was. So Amar Ravina, Ravina comes along to defend Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and says, no, you have it all wrong. Both brises, the brise that says it's possible to eat, and the brise that says that's kosher to eat as they traveled, are both referring to kachim column. For lo kasha, there is no contradiction because there are two different authors, a very short daf now, at least Amud Aleph, HaRabbi Yishmal, HaRabbanim. Meaning what? Just like we have the machlokas in the brises we just presented here about whether when the traveling of the Mishkan, could you eat kachim kalam or not, that was the machlokas of Yosef Glili and Rabbi Yirmiyah. Same exact machlokas, not? So again, one brise says, b'shas silik masos, the kachim are puzzle. That's referring to kachim kalam. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili, who quotes Rabbi Yishmael from yesterday's daf, that mizbeach hanifkam is puzzle. But the other brise that says you're allowed to eat b'shas silik masos during the traveling, that holds like the Rabbanan that allow kachim kalam to be eaten even when the mizbeach is nifkam. Now, who are these chachamim? Who are these Rabbanan on Samach Aleph and Aleph? If you take a look at Tosas all the way in the bottom, it's a short Tosas, Dibur Maskel Ha, it's just two lines. Ha Rabbi Shmuel, Ha Rabbanan, Hainu Tanai, the Plig Yaled, the Rabbi Shmuel. If you remember from yesterday, we said that Rabbi Yosef Glili says there are three Zakenim that said three different Chidushim, but they all said three different Chidushim, three different things. So Rabbi Shmuel said what he said, that was yesterday's daf, Bechor and the Maiser Sheni, that Mizbeach Shenifkam is Nifsal. But the other two Tanaim who argued, the Gemara and Timur quotes other opinions, I think it's Rabbi Kiva and someone else, they say, they argue on that Drasha Rabbi Shmuel and say, no, a Mizbeach Shenifkam is actually still kosher to be eating, you could still eat the kachay kalam. So in the end of the day, it's machlokas tonight.
In the mitzvah, you were only able to eat meat that it was a korban, right?
The correct. Shchidas chulam, not yet, right.
It wasn't yet, only when
there's something called nechira the Gemara talks about. Okay, the Gemara then says, Ibai seima. Another suggestion is, ha v'ha b'kachim, b'kachay kachim. Maybe both brises, it's nothing to do with all the kachim kalam. That's a whole other discussion. Our discussion here in these two brises are referring to both kachay kachim. What's the difference? How come one brisa disqualifies eating kachay kachim and one permits kachay kachim? So Gemara says, "My bishnei makomos kodem shiyamidu levim es hamishkan and ula acher shifriku alavim es hamishkan." One's before and one's after. What in the world is this talking about? It's unclear. The Rashi explains it's lav dafka what we just read here. But take a look at Rashi to explain pshat. Rashi in Samech Aleph Amud Aleph, two lines down, he says, the shnei makomos that lav la'achar shenaso dinastalik mizbeach kamar doesn't mean after they traveled they took apart they removed the mizbeach. No, elachaminayo kediisa ba'oda mishkan not toiki mishpat. One is talking about when the mishkan is intact, the mizbeach, the shulchan, the aron, everything's there, the walls are up. That's one brisa. Then you're allowed to eat the kachay kachim. The chad, where's the other place you're allowed to eat? When you move the board, you move the curtains, but you haven't yet removed the mizbeach. Mizbeach is still in the place there. And Rashi goes on to explain the seder of how they'd remove the mishkan. So it was very plausible that although the walls of the mishkan removed, the mizbeach was still in its place. So you are still out to eat when the mizbeach is there, hasn't yet been lifted up. That's what it's talking about, and nothing to do at all with kachay kalam. So Gemara explains, and now back to Samech Aleph and Beis, Mal Dusema, what would you have thought? Why would you think that if the walls are moved, but the Mizbeach is still in place, why would you think you couldn't eat the Kachim? So Gemara explains, Mal Dusema, what would you have thought? If so, Lehu Biyotze, you would think it's possible Biyotze. We know when you take Kachim outside the walls of the Mishkan, outside the walls of the Azavar and the Beis of Mikdash, it becomes Psul Yotze, you can't eat it anymore. So if the walls are now no longer there because they were removed, that might be a din of being open outside in Yotze. Kamash Milan, that's not the case. That we don't say it's possible. It's not considered as if it left the walls of the Mishkan, even though there are no walls, it's Kasher to be eaten. So Gemara's Eima HaChanami, maybe it is. Who do you know? Maybe we should say when the walls of the Mishkan are down, maybe it loses its Kedusha of the Ol Moed, and you shouldn't be able to eat. It should have a Din of Psul Yotze. How do we know that's not a Psul Yotze? And so the Gemara says, Amar Kar, the Patek says, V'nasa Ol Moed. They traveled with the Ol Moed. Well, so what do you mean? That Afa Pi Shenasa Ol Moed Hu. Even though you start to remove all the different parts in the walls, it still has a Din of an Ol Moed, and therefore not a Psul of Yotze.
So the Kohanim had to eat it because the kachim in the midbar they had to eat it within the climb, yes.
Yeah, in the climb.
So they had to still eat it in that area.
In that area.
Within that area, but within the
wall. They saw maybe it's like in the sand, like little lines of where it was, right. And they as long as they stayed inside, that was fine. Exactly. So we see from here, by the way, the din of eating inside the walls is not a din in the walls, it's a din of the Kedusha. It's called an Olamoid, even though there are no walls. Okay.
I'm asking very well about this here. I'm not, and it's in a complete sushdel between the mizbeach that's pogum and what we're saying over here.
What we're saying that it's the same din. If a mizbeach and nifkam is as if there's no mizbeach, it's pasul and
it's as if the whole thing is pasul.
Exactly. So just like in the Mishkan, once they removed the mizbeach, then you couldn't eat anymore. So too, if a mizbeach or nifkam, it would be pasul as well. Okay, the Gemara now says five lines down in Samech Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rav Huna says Amar Rav Mizbech Shel Shilo Shel Avanim Haya. The Mizbech and Shilo was made of rocks. What happened was after the Mishkan, after Yeshua brought Klai Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, they brought with them the Mishkan as well, and they had settled into Shilo. And from Shilo, the number of almost 400 years in Shilo, and then it went, made its way over to Nov, and then it went to Givon, based on various events, and eventually made its way over to the Yerushalayim, where it wasn't really made its way over. Then they built, Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. So now, when it made its way over to, the Mishkan made its way over to Shilo, so the halacha is that Rav says they built a new Mizbeach. It wasn't Mizbeach and Nechoshes. The Mizbeach of the Mishkan was made of wood that was then lined in copper. It was covered in copper. But when they went to Shiloh, they built a new Mishkan made of avana, made of stone. So how do we know this? The Tani, the Brayta, tells us there will be Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Matam Alomer. How come it says avanim, 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 shalosh parmim, three times? If you look at Rashi, just to quote the Psukim here, when describing the Mizbeach and the Mishkan, it says, im Mizbeach avanim, Mizbeach avanim, lo sanif, avanim shleimos, tivnev gomer. Now we know the Mizbeach of the Mishkan is made of Eitzim and Nechoshes, not of Avanim. So it's referring to that after the Mishkan left the Midbar, there were three places where the Mishkan still had a din of, that Mizbeach was a Mizbeach of Evan. So where are these three places where the Mizbeach was made into a stone Mizbeach? The Gemara explains, Shalosh Pamim Echad Shel Shiloh. One time when they went to Shiloh, the Mishkan was brought to Shiloh, they built the Mizbeach of Avanim. Echad shel Nov v'Givon. The second time was Nov v'Givon. Even though Nov and Givon were two locations, it was considered as if they were one. They were considered continuous. Rashi explains the reason why. Look at Rashi, the first narrow line down. Nov v'Givon chad chashavlu. That's considered one unit. The Shneim bama bein kedushim. Kedushim. Both of them had a din of a bama. A bama gadol. We're going to get to in the last parak of the Masechta. Had a din of a bama, but did not have a din of kedusha. Meaning Shiloh, the place of Shiloh actually had a Malkum. The Malkum had a certain Kedusha to it. But Nova Givon didn't have a Kedusha in the Malkum, but it did have a din of a Bama. The Mizbeach was functional. And then again, we got to Yerushalayim. When they built the base of Mikdash in Yerushalayim, that of course had a Kedusha in the Malkum. So these are the three places of the Mizbeach Shelavanim. So Gemara asks a question, is it really true that they built a Mizbeach Shelavanim in Shiloh? Mesiv Rav Acha Bar Ami. Eish sheyardu min shemayim bimei Moshe lo nistalka mi'al mizbeach hanechoshes ela bimei Shlomo. So the fire that came down, we know the fire came down, even though there's a mitzvah, the Gemara says, a mitzvah for Hedyot to bring fire and burn things on the mizbeach, there was an eish that eish came down from Shemayim and burnt the karbonos. So that eish continued to come down during the Moshe's time, and even when they came into Eretz Yisrael, it continued to come on to the eish, kept on going on the mizbeach, in the Mishkan in Shiloh. The first time it left, the Eish left, was Lo Nistalka Me'al Mizbeach HaNechoshes until El Bimei Shlomo, until Shlomo's time. So that continued to exist, and then when Shlomo built his Mizbeach Avanim, then the Eish transferred from the Mizbeach Nechoshes onto the Mizbeach Avanim of Shlomo HaMelech. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Ve'Eish Yardu Bimei Shlomo Lo Nistalka Ad Sheba Menashe V'Silka. And then when the fire came down in Shlomo's time, it was on the Mizbeach Shalavanim of Shlomo, that continued to burn until Menashe came along and destroyed the Mizbeach, in which case at that point it stopped. So that's the Brisa. Okay, so now what's the Kasha? The Kasha is, Vim Isa Meikara Huda Astalik Le Huda Ahu. Really, if it's true that they went to Shiloh, they built a Mizbeach Shalavanim in Shiloh, so the fire should have left Moshe Rabbeinu's Nechoshes Mizbeach onto the Mizbeach Shavanim already from the times of Shiloh. How come the Brisa says it only left when it came to Shlomo? That would seem to indicate that they did not build a new Mizbeach Shavanim in Shiloh. So the Gemara answers no. Hu damar ki Rabbi Nasan. He holds like Rabbi Nasan. Detanya Rabbi Nasan hu Omer Mizbeach Shel Shiloh Shenechoshes Haya Chalul Umala Avanim. Meaning there's a machlokes about whether or not they built a Mizbeach Shel Shiloh of Avanim or of Nechoshes. So Rav Huna above labor that. Rav Huna said that Man closing the door, sorry. Thank you, David. The Rav Huna says, like, he passing like this opinion of Rabbi Nassan that they built a Mizbech Shelavanim in Shiloh and therefore transferred from the Nechoshes into Lavanim. But the Brisa we just said that it never left the Mizbech of Moshe until Shlomo, they assumed that they didn't build a Mizbech Shelavanim, rather they continued to use the Mizbech of Moshe even in Shiloh. So the Machlokas Tanayim is the explanation. So then the Gemara says another answer would be Rabbi Nassan bar Yitzchak Amar Mai Lo Nistalka Lo Nistalka Levatala. When the Brisa says that the Eish came down b'mei Moshe and didn't leave Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach until the times of Shlomo, doesn't mean it didn't leave forever. But what happened? In other words, it was going. The Gemara is going to say Mai Lo Nistalka Levatala. Mai, he wasn't mean it didn't Nistalka forever. I mean, it was partially Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. So Gemara explains, Rabbanan Amri Shaviva Have Mishadra. So what happened was, Moshe Beinu in the Mishkan, there's one Mizbech, and Eish would come down and burn that Mizbech, any carbonus on the Mizbech. When Shiloh came, and they built the Mizbech Shalvanim, this Pshat thinks that they did Taka build a new Mizbech. So now they had in the Mishkan Shel Shiloh, Mizbech Shel Moshe of Nechoshes, and Mizbech Shel Avanim, the new one. And what happened, Rashi explains, Shaviva Have Mishadra. When they would be makter things on the Mizbeach Shel Avanim, the stone Mizbeach, the new one that they built in the Mishkan in Shiloh, there were these flames and fireballs coming down from Shemayim. The fire would come down to both places. That's what's going on. So again, just to be clear in the history, in the Mishkan there was one Mizbeach, so Mizbeach Shel Moshe had fire. Shiloh, there are two Mizbechos, Moshe's Mizbech, and then Mizbech Shavanim. The fire would come down to both Mizbechos, and then during Shlomo, when he built the ultimate Mizbech Shavanim, that stopped going to Moshe's. That's what it means. Nistalka, it stopped going to Moshe Rabbeinu's when Shlomo built his Mizbech and his Beis HaMikdash. Then the second shot Gemara says is, Rav Papa Amar, Oshbiza Hava Nakit, Vizimin Hacha, Vizimin Hacha. It was taking turns. Meaning during the times of Shiloh, it wouldn't leave Moshe Rabbeinu's entirely. Sometimes the Eish would burn the Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach, and sometimes it would go in the Mizbeach Shavan. It would take turns where the fire would go. Okay. Just an interesting Rashi here. If you look at Rashi up for a second, two narrow lines down where it says Lo Nistalka, Rashi just says that Shibishas HaMasal says they would travel in the Midbar with the Mishkan and the Mizbeach, because since that fire continued to burn down, even when they traveled, the fire would burn down. They would put some type of cover over the Mizbech, which I guess would prevent the fire from coming down of some sort, but they'd have to do that because the fire would travel with them, it would seem, in the Mizbech.
So they shouldn't burn the covering because they had covers.
Right, but Rashi goes on to explain, not here, maybe, but they did put a beged on. The problem is, the Eish Shel Shemayim, though, that won't help. Because if the Beged is on the outside, Eish Shel Shemayim will go right through the Beged onto
but I
the...
I think it was already down.
So we're saying that it is
yeah,
a fire...
That's what it explains here in our scroll. Meaning that the Eish came in Shemayim, but it already was on the Mishkan. It wasn't keep on coming. So they put like a covering of Nechoshet so that they shouldn't
burn
the Beged that they covered.
So I guess the idea is the Eish wouldn't come constantly, only when it was needed. If it went out, let's say, or maybe it came out just one time.
I think it's supposed, from what I hear, and not according to what we just learned, because it was a Shvira Havim Meshadra, it seemed that it kept on coming down
right.
All the time. But it seemed from the beginning that in the time of Moshe it just came once,
and then went out.
It was always on.
Okay, fine. Marnal says, last 15 lines of the page here, Tanan Hassan. The Mishnah tells us, this is a Mishnah that appears in Maseches Midos. Maseches Midos is a very nice Masech that's all Mishnayos. It describes the different dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash, the various Lishchos. So Tanan Hassan, the Mishnah there tells us, Uksha'alu b'nei Agola, when the people from the exile came up to Eretz Yisrael, Hosifu alav dal amos min adarom, v'dal amos min hamariv kimin gama. They add on 4 amos from the south of the Mizbeach and 4 amos on the west of the Mizbeach. Kimin gama, like the shape of a gama. What's a gama? Rashi explains, gama is a gimel yivanis, asu kimin kaf pshuta shalanu. Like a kaf pshuta, like a kaf that we have, that's the shape of a gama in Greek. Now, the interesting discussion, a completely side point, but they use this sugi as a raya. There's a shaila about the kaf, how it's spelled, or how it's rather shaped in a Sefer Torah. So a kaf normally is shaped with a round, the top of it's round, and a endachaf or a chaf sofis or a safit, however you call it, is long. That's called a chaf pshuta. So they say it's the same exact din. The only difference between the chaf pshuta, chaf kfula, is that one is bent and one is straight. But the top, where it goes down, that everyone agrees is curved. So that's the halacha. So some, what happens if a guy makes it edged, like a straight edge, is that going to be good or not? So that's a discussion. And some prove from this Gemara, so when they add on to the Mizbech was a Ravua, it was square. And they call it a Chaf Gamma, they call it into a shape of a Chaf. They prove from here that a Chaf is allowed to be straight edge, and some say actually it has to be straight edged. We don't pasken that way, but some rely on that Bidyevit. If there's a Chaf that has a straight edge and not curved, there may be room to be Makel based on this Sugya. Okay, it doesn't sound like such a riot because we're not trying to prove the shape. We're trying to prove like it's a curve that wraps around, nothing to do with how it looks on the outside. But either way, they added on to the Mizbeach, 4 amos in the south, 4 amos in the west. Now, my time and why do they have to add on? Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Mishum de lo sipek, because the Mizbeach wasn't large enough, it wasn't sufficient to deal with all the karbanos. So Amar Le Abai, Abai says, Hashta mikdash rishon dichsev be Yehuda v'Yisrael rabim kechol asher yam sipek. Wait a second. If you're telling me the Bais Rishon, where there are so many Yidden living there to so, it was like the sand on the sea, there were millions of Jews, mikdash sheni dichsev be kol akal ke'echad arba ribu, that all the members of Klai Yisrael were only 40,000 people, there wasn't enough room. Lo sipek, meaning during Bais Rishon, Shlomo built his Mizbeach how it was. And then Mizbeach Sheni, they built one that had 4 amos extra on each side, or like west and south. How come there wasn't enough room? If Mizbeach Rishon of Shlomo, which had millions of people living there, that was sufficient, how come the Mizbeach of Bais Sheni wasn't sufficient?
Benes?
Oh.
No.
You're giving the answer.
That's what I'm guessing.
So let's see. So now, the Sfas Emes points out that there were tons of Jews there. What do you mean? There are many Jews there living in the world, but he says in Eretz Yisrael there weren't living many of them. And they, based on what lived in Eretz Yisrael, based on this idea, it sounds like there just wasn't enough karbanos being sent. Only 40,000 karbanos were being sent. When? So during Bais Sheni. So the Gemara answers, Amar Le, Hasam Eisha Shemai Misayasan, Hacha Ein Eisha Shemai Misayasan. The difference was, in Bais Rishon, they had the Eish coming from Shemaim that was helping burn it. We were able to move very quickly. Put a carbon on, boom, boom, right, microwave, right. You just zap everything. So there's, Dax, exactly. Bais Sheni, they're busy waiting for it to burn and flipping it over. It took 50 minutes for it to get roasted. So it just wasn't enough time and space. That's why they had to add on to the Mizbeach. And Bais Sheni. Now there's a very interesting tosus here, Dibur Maschil Arba Amos. Now he has a problem here because it says from the Gemara here they add on 4 amos to the south. Now what's the problem here? Because the southeast, now build the Mizbeach, southeast had no Yesod here. It was that of Yehuda. Yehuda had no Yesod. The other parts were owned by Binyamin, had a Yesod. So now what happened is if you're adding on to the south here, you're dipping in the Mizbeach being built further into Yehuda's chelek, and Binyamin wouldn't be very happy with that part. So he therefore changes the gear so they actually added on to the north of the Mizbeach, west and north, not the south, only to the north.
North is shared.
Who says that?
West and north, Tosus in the bottom, Arba Amos.
Was no issue between Yehuda and Binyamin over there.
There's no, that was all Binyamin. Right. Yehuda just had that like one tiny corner in the side there. Now we were adding Mizbeach further in. He had a problem with that. If you look at Tosus there, Dibur Maschil Arba Amos, so it was really built in the north. That's his understanding. Now, Rashi goes through some of the math here, that during times of Shlomo HaMelech, there's only 20 amos by 20 amos, because really, look at Rashi, Tanan Hasim, just to appreciate the measurements just for a second. Tanan Hasim, Rashi says, Maseches Midos, Rabbi Yossi Omer, B'tchila b'mei Shlomo lo haya el chafches. The whole Mizbeach was 28 by 28, and he has Kones Ola Yesod. Yesod is one, Soviv is another Amma, Malkum Kronos, the place where the horns, the corners were a third one, and Malkum Hiluch Ad, and another Amma for the coin walking on top. So that's going to be 4 Amos on each side, totaling 8 Amos. So what's the center? The center is 20 by 20. So when they came to the B'nai Gola, they added into 4 Amos. So now it's 32 by 32, minus the Yesod, minus the Sove, minus the Kronos, minus the Hiluch Makom. So that ends up giving us 28 by 28 in the, 24 by 24 in the center of the Marach, if you're following the math. Okay. Fine. Okay, lost you. Gemara now says the last 5 lines, the Samech Alef Ambez. Ki also Rabban came when he reported back to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi Mishum bar Kapari. He quoted him as saying, Shisin Hosifu Meikara. Shisin Hosifu. The add-on Shisin. What Shisin? If you remember, the sugi is the end of Maseches. Anyone know? Seches Sukkah. Talk about sheets in that. David HaMelech would build this. He built this little bore, a little pit, where they pour the water, the Nisach HaMayim of Sukkah, and Nisach HaYayin of every day during to the sheets. And so it goes to the Tahom, to the depth of the ground that connects to the way the world was created. There's a deep sukkah in the end of Maseches Sukkah. So either way, they built Shisan, they add Shisan on. What does that mean, they add Shisan on? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Shisan Hosifu, it's around 7 arrow lines up, Keren Maravis Jomis, the southwestern corner. So now just you go up the ramp this way, going up north, so the southwestern corner right there was where the Shisan was, where they poured the, to the...
The Yisod's over there also,
no? The Yisod goes all the way around that way. Right. But that's one of the places where the Yisod is, in the southwestern corner. That Keren had Shishan, where they pour the Nisach HaMayim and Nisach Yayim. So Rashi goes on to explain again, Keren Maravis Jomas, that southwestern corner, Hosifu L'mashcha L'darum L'marv, they extended it to the southwest. Shisham Hayu Menaschen and Nisachem, that's where they pour all the libations, Kedamrinan B'masisim de L'kaman. During the time of Shlomo, they dug a hole, a pit, which was next to the Mizbech, but not underneath the Mizbech. But also, Zavis, next to that corner, the southwest corner, Leirad had Nisachim Besocha for the water and wine to be poured down. And then it would go next to the floor of the Ritzbah, and it would be swept away from there. But then, B'nei Gol, what they did was, a kaltu also a boar, they almost gathered the boar together, l'tocham mizbeach, v'asu nekavim kenegdan b'rosh mizbeach l'yeireid ha'nisachim sham. I mean, what happened was, in Shlomo's time, there was just a boar next to the mizbeach. But B'nei Gol extended it, remember, four amos to the west. So now it included the shisan, and on top of the karen, they built holes on the top of the karen so it could access the boar right below it. So now the Gemara explains why they initially have it, the boar, the shisan, separate, and then they include it with the mizbech, under the mizbech. So the Gemara explains the last four lines of the Amud here, Meikar Savar, initially they felt, mizbech adama means the mizbech of the ground, shehu atam ba'adama, has to be attached to the ground, can't be any holes, any tunnels at all in the mizbech, so they had to build the shisan next to the mizbech, not below the mizbech. Ulvasov, in the end, they felt, Savar, Shasiya Kachil, that the eating needs to be like the drinking. What does that mean? So Rashi explains the very last line of the Amud here, Shasiya Kachila Ma'achila Misacheles B'Mizbech, when the food would be eaten by the Mizbech, when it would be burnt, it would be absorbed in the Mizbech, so to Af, Shasiya Tivla B'Mizbech, the drinking of the Mizbech, the water and wine has to be inside Nivla, absorbed in the Mizbech. During Shlomo's time, it was only next to Mizbech. They had to absorb it within, and therefore they wanted to extend the Mizbech, whereby the water is being, wine is going nivla into the Mizbech. So Gemara explains, so if that's the case, my Mizbech Adama. So now, if they, you say there should be a hole, there should be drains in the Mizbech, how do you define the phrase Mizbech Adama that has to be attached to the ground without any holes? So the Gemara says that comes to exclude shehu mechuber ba'adama, that the mizbech is attached to the ground in a way shelo yivnenu lo agabe kipin, it shouldn't be on top of any of these caves lo agabe mechilos, no tunnels, but to have a little drain there, that's not a violation of mizbech adama. All right, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Chodesh.